Hey, Devin. Maybe nope. Devin should sing the song. That would be fun.
Okay, ready?
No.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Here, look into the mic. Ready? 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You old dads.
And we're really
just two old dads.
And we're really just
two old dads.
Going through it together.
Way to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, Devin's here, guys. Oh, yeah.
Good job, pal. That was wonderful. You nailed it, Devin. You nailed it.
So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dude, we're happy to have you back on the podcast again. What an exciting time. How has it been the last couple of weeks since we last talked to you on the podcast about being a big brother?
Nothing too much.
Yeah, nothing too much?
What are your thoughts now about the baby on the way?
I'm going to be annoyed the whole thing.
You're going to be annoyed the whole thing? The whole time?
Yeah.
You are? You've already decided that, or you've been annoyed for some time now?
I've been annoyed for some time.
Why? Have you felt the baby yet?
Yes.
What does she feel?
Weird. It feels like little dots like of, I don't know, like a snake.
A snake?
A snake.
So you felt her move?
I don't know what it feels like.
To move, you didn't feel her move, you just can feel her.
I mean, I could feel it, but
yeah.
I was just guessing normally.
What do you think she's going to be like?
I don't know.
She's going to be cool as cool can be. And the minute you see her, you're going to love her to death and you're going to protect the heck out of her. That's what's going to happen. That's what I predict.
Maybe.
You're not going to protect your little sister?
I mean, I'm scared in general.
Like, are you?
In general what? Of things?
Yeah.
And now you have to...
What?
And now you have to protect her too?
Yeah, so that's going to be hard.
I think
it's a lot.
Mama and I think you can do it.
It's a big responsibility, and I know you're up to it, Devin.
Yeah, but it's going to be pretty hard.
Sure. Nothing good in life is easy, Devin.
Nothing. Is that already?
No, no, that wasn't it for the day, but that's just a gift right there.
Well, Devin, we're so excited to have you back on the podcast. What do you want to add to anybody who's maybe another little older brother who's listening out there who might need some advice on what it is to have a mama that's pregnant? What do you do to help her?
Hide so you don't have to change the diaper.
Hide?
No, talk about something you know. What have you been through the last couple of weeks?
I don't know.
What do you do to help mama?
Clean.
No, for real. What do you do? Because you don't clean. Oh, he did the what?
Toilets.
Oh, he did do the toilet.
You did? Wow.
Yep, and I helped make dinner.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He made a St. Elmo's drink for me too yesterday from after my baseball game.
I need a Devin. Awesome, Deb. Good for you. You're a good man. You're a good man, Devin.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Any questions
I'm proud of you.
To the young child here going through pregnancy, all three of us?
No.
Any questions from me or?
Yeah.
From me for Devin? Is that what you said? So Devin, first off, a comment. I think you're going to be a wonderful brother.
Thank you.
I think you are. You're going to be the best brother a sister can have. I'm sure of it. And secondly, so my questions for you are, if you figure out how to run from the diaper changing, let me know your secret Ooh. Brother, because I'm right there with you. I'm nervous about that part of it. I get like, you know what I mean? And so I'm nervous about that part straight up.
John Cena, in one of his movies, he puked and it went up his fire suit.
When he was changing a diaper?
Yeah.
See, that's right. That sticks with you.
Yeah, like, so he like puked and then it just went all over his mask and out of his armhole.
Ooh, and that's what you think of?
Yeah.
Right. That's pretty impactful.
Yeah, very.
Very impactful.
Very. I love it. I love it. Well, Devin, this is kind of impromptu. This is an impromptu visit by you.
Yeah, way to go, Devin. Way to make it on the podcast round two.
I like your style.
Do you have to say anything to your fans?
No.
Nothing?
You don't want to say, like, hi, mama?
Oh, hi, mama.
Hi, Nana, obviously.
Yep.
Well, listen, dude, we were excited to have you. You've been doing really well at baseball, and you're going to be the best big brother, and he's ready for bed. It's time for bed. So until next time, Devin, say goodbye.
Bye.
Good night, Devin.
Good night, Devin. Okay, see you later. Good job, buddy.
Good job, pal. That was fun. That was a good way to start it off, I believe. We've had a two-week hiatus. What a great way to kick it off with Devin leading the charge.
You know,
love that boy. He's a good boy.
Yeah, you do like him. You guys get along great.
Heck yeah. It was funnier than, I don't know if you saw this when we were down at Behringer's this last weekend. We had, as you know, Joe, because your family was there, we had our baby shower at Behringer's Tavern in South Indianapolis.
Yes,
and just for those that did, part of the reason or a big part of the reason that we had it at Behringer's Tavern is I'm one of the co-owners of
Behringer's. No.
All that. Oh, yeah, there you go. Behringer's Tavern.
Oh, our listeners. Do you even think our listeners listen to this, or they just like skip around and miss facts, Patrick?
I don't know
how it works. Wasting our time. I'm one of the co-owners. Right,
I'm plugging it, okay? It's a shameless plug, Joe. There you
listen, go.
Listen,
you know what's a shameless plug? Go to Behringer's and get the freaking bacon-wrapped hot dog.
Ooh.
You're going to spend any time.
Awesome.
Don't tell anybody about it. Well, our audience is guys who are going through pregnancy. They need a bar with a cool hot dog.
There you go. That is a cool
hot dog. So
you're
one of the co-owners. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, one of the co-owners. One of the partners. No. So we chose to have it at a tavern, right? Got married in Vegas and they had our baby shower at a tavern. I love that. I love the sound of that. Anyhow, were you in the room when Devin, there's a part of the building we're working on and we have it walled off and it says, beware of the zombies. Were you in the room when Devin and Tim's kid were like, yeah, I had him going that there were zombies in there, and they were like, really? There's zombies in there?
No, I was not.
It was an absolute.
It was back in the game room?
Yes.
Like
yes,
in the game room? That's yes, hilarious.
Exactly. So that I had funny. A lot of fun with those two.
Well, you're getting the dad jokes going.
Right? Dad you're jokes, no, dad bod. Come
you're,
on.
You're no shortage of dad jokes. That's for dang sure.
Dad jokes and dad bod. That's what that's what I'm going for.
Well, we're happy to be back. So since – you know, obviously we had Devin kick it off, but, you know, we've been together because we had to take a break, for a week, partially because
2 weeks, basically called a week and a half, sure, two chapters in the book, two chapters.
And partially because, one, I changed my whole life in a matter of moments and, ended up going to a new company called Carano, KERAUNO.io, if you want to look at their website. And I'm working for them then full time. And it's really interesting. It's all text message service for businesses. And it's like the new wave of communication, you know, other than podcasts, of course. But I'm learning a lot. It's only been about a week. But in the meantime, I did kind of, you know, have to transition away from Wish TV. So I need a little time from that. And we're still going to be part of the All Indiana Podcast Network. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I was actually surprised to hear that was a thing still.
No, I think they understand podcasts and podcasts, you know. They need that's good cool. content. So,
but right anyway. Thank you and thank you Wish TV for keeping us on the
pull it off if you want to.
No, I didn't know how that did work. So, congratulations to you by the way.
Thanks. Yeah, you're a big help in my decision making and it's going to be a great decision. Opportunity, and, you know, software is fun. Let's, like, change people's lives. Let's meet a bunch of business owners.
Absolutely. You're going to kill it, man.
So, and then in the meantime, because I had 2 days off in between me, Wish TV, and then this new job, I went ham on the house. Ham. Went full on. Ham.
Like, what does that mean?
Like crazy?
You went ham on the house, like cleaning it?
No, dad projects.
Oh, so, sure. Gotcha.
Nursery, downstairs in the entryway. There was a lot to get done, and the nursery really needed to get done. There were like four or five projects. So I had to I knocked all those out.
Dude, I could use two or three ham days myself.
I went hard.
Good for you. Good use of time. Goodness.
Yeah. And then I'm working from home. So you're looking at my Zoom desk actually right now. So
perfect.
This is literally my home office now. And, I feel super blessed because I get to be home for the kid with the girl.
Oh my gosh. It's huge.
And and Carrie, because she's going to be, it's going to be fun. imagine me trying to, I want to help out as much as I can.
Yeah.
So it's just been, it's been interesting. So anyway, that's the reason why for the hiatus. And now we're back.
Yes.
And Patrick has
some, good to be back.
Has some advice for everybody from our good friend Adrian.
Oh, yes, indeed. Adrian. As we're pregnant, the First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook by Adrian Culp. We are on in my world. With Violet Jean, we're on weeks 26 and 27.
Flew by.
What's that?
Flew by him.
Flew by him, yo. And basically, they're very short chapters in general, but these two were really short for whatever reason.
Sure.
And so the things that stuck out to me that we're experiencing, she's experiencing, I'm experiencing, we're experiencing. Well, first off, I take that back. We are not experiencing this, but if it were a boy, it's week 26 that the testicles drop. So there you go.
We're a long way from that month, Patrick.
Right. I mean, mine just dropped last year. I don't get it. Seems like
that joke.
So I know. So anyhow, the physical discomfort and lack of sleep, she's will make her irritable. There hasn't been a whole lot of irritability, but within the last week or so, there's the sleep factor has been, she's been struggling sleeping last night in particular, and the heartburn is worsening. That's to a T. Yeah, she's really having the heartburn.
My heartburn came from St. Elmo's.
Well, that's where my heartburn comes from. Or her heartburn with me. Is that what you're saying?
Interesting. So, yeah.
And she, part of the thing, I think I may have mentioned this once already, but for some time now, she's been going to the chiropractor and getting massages on a weekly basis for three, four months. And that helps her a lot. But boy, you can really tell the days that she goes and has a massage, especially the day after she didn't sleep well. I mean, she's in bed right now. She's out. She's been out since I got home. I didn't walk in the door till about 7:15, and she was in bed like drowsy in and out. So she's out right now, I guarantee it. And then 27, week 27, the end of the second trimester.
So this Wednesday, you'll be 28 weeks.
Yes, correct.
Sorry, end of the second trimester? Oh, my God.
Yes. So we're past that point, which, just trips me out, right, man? I mean, this is flying along.
This is nuts.
I know.
It's so funny because you're ahead and it feels like we're moving slower, but we're moving.
You're right there with us, pal.
I mean, granted, 23 and 24, nothing to shake a leg at here.
No.
We ain't no slouch over here.
No, not at all. I mean, I mean, to this day, she'll say to me, can you believe we're going to have a baby?
I know.
Right? Or can you believe I have a human inside of me? And it's like, dude, no, I really can't.
Carrie was like, can you believe we're going to have a girl? And I was like, because we have a boy. Because everything in our life is like baseball and sports and a lot of emotions, a lot of big emotions out of Devin.
I see.
Yeah.
About the baby?
No, just in general.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But then I thought to myself, that ain't big emotion. That's going to be okay compared to this girl.
Oh, take it times three, right?
Oh, my God. She's going to be spoiled. Rotten.
I know. So is ours. She already is. Kidding me?
I know.
Already is. Sorry, oh, hey, continue. By the way, sorry, guess how much the baby shower cost?
$1,000.
$1,000.
I love it. $1,000. End of story. I'm just trying to freaking gamble my way up to this. Putting $50 on big hits. I hit it big. I'm trying to knock out some of those big presents with.
Hey, man. Good job. Sports. Pull it off. You're the man.
It's so far, I'm up like 500. So there you go.
Hey, there you go. That's half a shower. I love it.
That's half a thing. That's half a baby thing.
Yeah, that's half a baby thing. Half a newborn thing.
Well, we had a blast at your shower. So.
Oh, thank you. Good job. Very much. Really happy you guys came.
I thought you spent like $4,000 on it, honestly.
Oh, really? Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
No, wasn't that much. I don't even know if it was grand. I just had to say that. I'm hoping my partners, you know, that's their shower gift.
Yeah, and if they were smart, Kevin, Tim, freaking pay for his shower, you weirdos.
Jerks.
Anyway. So anything else on the book?
Yeah, sorry. The baby is starting to do very baby-like things that include opening and closing her eyes, napping, sucking on its fingers, getting the hiccups, tugging on its ears, and beginning to recognize voices.
Interesting.
Right? Yeah. So that's all going on in there right now. There have been Angie, you know, the self-proclaimed witch that she is, will tell me when she's asleep. She's so active, which, you know, I felt her, you know, and I
Wait,
know you have
asleep?
To. The baby.
So Angie, Violet's asleep?
Yeah, she'll like, Violet's asleep right now. I'm like, well, how do you know? Well, because she's not moving. What? You know, that's how much she's moving.
When she's awake.
Yeah. So
what if she's a sleepwalker?
Right?
I'll tell you in a sec. Go ahead.
Okay. And then frequent trips to the bathroom due to the pressure. There's a lot of bathroom visits going on right now. A ton of those. And, you know, really those are the things that kind of stuck out to me. I want to make a general thank you for everybody that came to our shower. And I mean, we just came away overwhelmed with the gifts and the diapers. And it's like, oh my gosh. And there too, it hits you right between the eyes, right, Joe, where it's all of a sudden I've got shit tons of diapers, piles. It's like, what? This is like,
10 diapers a day.
This scares me more than anything. And it makes me happier than anything at the same time. You know, it's like and it's like a week's worth, right? there's like 500 diapers. That'll last you a week. What? A week?
70 diapers. That's not even gonna last you a month, 500 diapers.
No, it was like, and I'm exaggerating.
Oh, wait,
but somebody was saying like there's like 100 and a week and a half. You go through like it's like, what? 100? How's that even? No.
They say 10. That's what I was trying to say. 10. Diapers a day.
A day?
A day. That's what Carrie said to me the other day. And she's the expert. She's already been done this. She's like 10 diapers
a day. I believe her.
I was like, what?
Oh
my God.
I can't tell you. That's unbelievable.
My hands are going to be so. I did get a like a baby wipe cream spoon. It sounds so weird.
Well, what? But
it's like a tongue. And not a tongue. Oh my God. That's even weirder. No, it's like a freaking wand. That's what it is. It's like a wand. So, you know, you got to put cream on the baby's buddy.
Oh, right? Gotcha.
You got to put it on her little butt.
Yeah.
Right? And got to use cream spreading tool.
I don't know if we got one of those.
Well, we're also getting some of the shower gifts and stuff too. So,
yeah.
Kind of nice. But, you know, it's
well, it's cool. Awesome, right?
I know. But unlike you, Mr. Patrick. My family's the only one that should be throwing Carrie a full-blown, full-on shower.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie's mom is throwing a sprinkle, which is just doing it again. But it's been 10 years since Devin, so we, you know, it's nice that we're doing it.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a little bit smaller. And my family, we're only doing a Zoom on a Sunday at our house, so it won't probably be the feel, but honestly, when you think about it, we're probably going to have the same amount of people, and then we're going to have a Zoom call too.
Yeah.
So, because you had about, you know, 15 people show up.
How many? 15? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It was like 50, dude. There was about 50.
Oh, really? When I was there, it was only
50. Oh, yeah. When you were there, they'd kind of cleared out. You got there a couple hours later or something.
I got there at 2:30. I was
a lot of our family members took off after a couple hours. They headed back to Munster. They headed back to the region.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I wish I was there. Sorry.
So I have a question for you. I don't really understand the I know the difference between a sprinkle and a shower. I just don't understand why it's appropriate to have a sprinkle. Do you? Because she's had a child already?
Yeah. Technically, you're only supposed to have each family. Like, let's just say this is both of our first child. Then both our families come together for a big shower, and here you go. And then our second kid would be like something like a sprinkle if we wanted to have something.
Well, okay.
But especially since it's been so long, but I'm not really the expert on it.
I got you. I never really got that. Hey, let's go to week 23 and week 24, okay. Which you and Carrie, that's where you're at. Daycare. We talked about daycare week 23, 24. Oh, yeah. And I don't know if you... I'm not sure where you're at with this. I know we've discussed multiple things, but I know Angie earmarked a day just to feel good about having one. I'm kind of hoping it works out in a different way for us, but she did put down a small deposit on daycare. So we have access at least if what we want to have happen doesn't play out.
No. I mean? It's called a backup plan.
There you go. It's a safety valve.
Yeah.
That's what they call it in football, right? Safety valve.
Yeah, we haven't really figured it out, but honestly, my plan is to make enough money with this new job to have Carrie stay home. So that's what I'm trying to do. That's the whole point. And then we're all home.
That's a killer plan. So heartburn is in this book. I'm sorry, dude. I was going to say heartburn is kicking in at about week 23 is what Adrian says. And then the blood vessels in the baby lungs are developing as it prepares to breathe outside the womb.
Still enough for a bunch of weeks. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
That's good.
And the baby is pushing mom's liver upward and her organs in general. I think I brought up this week with a woman that I work with sent us the coolest video of how it just kind of gives a visual of how it pushes the organs up. And it was helpful for Angie to see, because it's impactful. I mean, they push big time. There's a lot of organ pushing going on. Let's put it that way.
Dad joke.
Buy a diaper bag, it says, which is all kind of old news at this point, I think. Although mom has probably begun collecting items necessary for the nursery, now is the perfect time to check the birth registry list and check off the remaining boxes. The registry, which we talked about. Week 24, which is titled Viability. It says half to three-fourths of all babies born this week survive.
That's right.
Week
I remember right? A couple of weeks ago when you said that, and I was like, wow. Yeah. I want my baby to be there. Well, now
straight
she's
up, gone. Right?
So,
the hair pigment isn't there yet, so the hair is colorless, I guess.
Blonde.
And let's see. Oh, the flatulence is starting to really become noticeable. It's a permanent Dutch oven in your home, or at least it has been in mine.
No.
So you got that coming up, Joe.
Not yet, but the heartburn, it has been present.
Has it? Okay. Yep.
And that's also kicking in. A little bit of swelling, not a lot. She's
okay. Oh, really?
She's honestly
swelling of the feet and stuff, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And they also suggest to pack your hospital bags, which up to this point, we have not done that. We have not.
I want child care first, and then I'll pack the hospital bag.
Okay.
Let's figure that out first. That's my first priority.
Oh, and just real quick, it talks about gestational diabetes, and Angie is having that test this coming Friday.
Oh yeah,
the gestational, and it's reminding you in chapter 24 that you know that your doctor probably will remind you or have this test. I guess.
Yeah.
Swelling you mentioned, heartburn, and then it gives you this nice little hospital bag checklist, which I think we mentioned then as well. So that's pretty cool. Way to go, Adrian. Way to go.
I think he's nailing it the last couple of weeks. I'm in.
Yeah?
I'm in.
You're on board?
Yeah.
Angie sent me this morning. Sorry, Joe. I keep talking. Angie sent me a text this morning. It is a podcast.
You're allowed to talk, Patrick.
Over you. Whatever. And it says, our baby is the size of a fennec fox. Do you know what a fennec fox is?
No.
Yeah, I know. F-E-N-N-E-C. I had no idea there was such a thing. Must be a tiny-ass fox.
I always wanted my kid to look like a fennec fox.
The size, right? I'm so it's like up. It's like 2 pounds, man. That's a tiny little fox, man.
A fennec fox.
Have you seen one before? Did you Google
it? Yeah, I know what it looks. I know what it is now, but they're cute.
Are they? Good.
Yeah, they're tiny. Tiny, tiny, tiny. So babies.
Okay.
So there you go. Your baby.
That was just a creative comparison.
Yeah, I know. Definitely something you don't hear very often. So that's cool.
Yeah, right on, dude. Right on. So there you go. Thank you, Adrian, once again, for your insight and your energy toward this book. We're delighted. Trying to think. I don't know how many chapters there are. I'm assuming it takes you right up to
week 40.
Yeah, let's see. Let's just hold on. Hold that thought.
You didn't skip to the end of the book.
Oh, dude, it takes you right up to week 54. There we go.
Oh yeah, 54. But mm-hmm. But do you skip to the end of the books? Do you skip when you?
Me? Read the end before the rest of it?
Well, you just like skip and kind of like look at the last page.
No, I've never done that. I don't do that at all. Yeah, I mean, like I think I've mentioned this before, but I'm just going along. I'm not reading ahead at all.
No, I know. But I mean, novels or like books that you.
Oh, why would you do that?
Just to see what's
like watching the end of a movie.
It won't make any
movie.
Sense to you.
I don't
when you're reading the last sentence or two, there's no way you would know what that means.
You would, yeah. You might pick up on it a quarter of the way through. You know what I mean?
This game's over. Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, COVID's still around for some reason. We don't really know, but protests are going on. I mean, this world is nuts, guys.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this outside 2021, congratulations.
No kidding.
You made it through.
Mm-hmm.
This shit is bonkers.
It really
is. I can't. This is – thank God I have another job where I'm working from home, where I don't have to put myself at risk, where there could be stuff going on. It's just nuts. You don't know what's going to happen anymore.
Mm.
So, you know, protect yourselves and protect your family and all that stuff. So much love. On a lighter note, we have your baby boxes from your shower. We're going to use them for our shower.
Why wouldn't you? Man, oh man. Those are kind of cute, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Good job.
I'm glad. I'm glad that you have them.
Yeah. So anyway, baby boxes and riots, you know, whatever. It's a normal conversation here on New Old Dads.
Right.
I did meet somebody. Oh, your friend or Angie's friend's husband.
Oh yeah. Shovey. You talked to Shovey. Yeah. Quite a bit. He's a great guy.
Oh man. He's got great advice. He's got 3 kids.
Yeah.
You remember what he told us?
What did he tell us?
You don't even remember.
I don't.
I said, dude, remember what he said. Cause we're going to bring it up.
And you're gonna have to remind me. It was a hectic day.
Of course, that's why I'm laughing because it's like your wedding day. You don't remember,
right? Just, I don't.
You're running around like a crazy.
I don't
person.
At all. I do remember you wanting to have the podcast at the shower, which I thought was a wonderful idea. Just couldn't.
Not practical.
Nah,
it's not practical.
It just wasn't.
Too much stuff going on.
What did Chubby say?
So he said, every book that you're reading, take 10% of it. And then throw the rest out.
Ah.
Like, or all of it. Because every kid is different. And doesn't matter what happened the first one, it ain't going to be the same. So just be prepared for everything. Be prepared to be unprepared.
That's pretty good advice.
Be prepared to be unprepared, Violet.
Gia. Did you invite him on the podcast?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We
I bet he'd
him,
do it.
But
we asked him.
We still got to talk to Dominic. And we also got my dad, and then we got to talk, and then we got to maybe interview your dad.
Yeah.
Or at least somebody. We got to get some more interviews. So that's going to be the goal this week. We're going to have some interviews
as a part of our
podcast. Okay.
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 Great.
Let's make that a goal.
Go out and do it. Get it done.
Go. You go, kid. Go Come run on, through Patrick. That wall. You.
That's what I do. I run through walls. Well,
go
what else?
Go long, Joe. Go long.
Oh man, there was supposed to be addendums. I forgot.
Addendums?
Yeah, different, right? Isn't that like edits?
Yeah.
From things that we had said in the past. So apparently insurance with breast milking, when you pump,
yeah,
that insurance comes up with great. You could buy great equipment with insurance. But I shouldn't have put that down. My wife was very clear. Gary was like, you sometimes get just as good as private, you know, buying, you know, the kind of breast pump that she got, which is, we didn't use insurance for.
And Angie had mentioned that insurance, but I don't have any idea.
I said it on the last podcast, I got it wrong. I got it wrong. I had to make it right. And there's some other things I said that I said, but I forget now. So forget it.
Okay.
Anyway, guys, don't believe everything we're saying. We're not experts. We're not researchers. Look, we're just telling you what's going on. We got a little book, and we tell you what's going on every week. Sometimes we say sonogram. Sometimes we say ultrasound. Sometimes we have Devin on. You know,
Are you saying the insurance, we were wrong on that?
What I had said, I was being judgmental that the insurance equipment wouldn't be as good as going out and buying it ourselves.
Gotcha. She called you on that. All right. Fair enough.
I bet my listeners got it faster than you got that explanation, Patrick.
Probably. I'm okay with that, though. I know myself. I'm self-aware, Joe.
You're great, dude. You're the best. Well, listen. Thank you. We're probably going to end it. Let's keep it going next week.
Yes.
You want to come back? You want to do this again?
Durr. Do I?
Am I going to see you this week?
Hey, it's a holiday weekend coming up.
Is it?
Yeah, man.
It is a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are celebrating our third year anniversary.
Oh, when?
On September 8th.
So what's that, like 6-7? Is that the Wednesday, yeah, Thursday? So
yeah, next Wednesday. But we're doing it this weekend. We're going to celebrate this weekend.
Oh, congrats. That's awesome.
Go to dinner and, yeah, grazie. Prego.
Tres years.
Yeah, 3 years since Hurricane Irma. Ugh, that was a shit show. Because remember, we got married. In a hurricane, well, not in a hurricane. They evacuated on a state of emergency the entire state of South Carolina because of Hurricane Irma. And they're like, our wedding was supposed to be on 9/9/17. Mm-hmm. And we had to move everything up. So it's 9/8/17. So I have to remember that. And then I have to remember the second wedding, which is July 21st.
Mm.
So we have July 21st was the second anniversary of our second wedding. And September 8th is the third anniversary of our first wedding.
Oh, for gosh sake. That's just too much. That's way too much to have to remember as a man. Flowers. I'm just saying.
I'm going to get her flowers.
Nice.
I'm going to get her something with G on it.
Aw.
But I don't have time. I have to do it. She said, I thought I had a week. Oh, my God. I'm telling her. She's probably listening to this now.
She's going to. You better cut that out.
All right. End of story. All right. Guys, I cut that out. It's gone. Sorry. Can't tell you what was being said. I'll explain later. Okay. Well, Patrick, anything else to say, my friend?
Boldness is the key to transformation, Joe. Wow. And you just made a bold move, and it's going to transform your life. I think you made a wonderful, wonderful decision. I think you're going to love it.
Thank you, sir.
At a minimum, you're going to have an adventure.
Isn't life an adventure?
Yeah.
What is there to be not take risks?
Totally.
What are we doing? I'm going to be fine. God has my back.
Yes. Yes. Good on you.
Love it. What is it again? One last time. Because I love it.
Boldness is the key to transformation.
You guys have a great night. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
See you, brother.